Okay, gentlemen, the plan now between now and the end of this man is to go through Kuf Pei Daled through Kuf Pei Tes. Basically, we organized Hilchos Nida. We did Kuf Pei Gimel and Kuf Tzadi because they were connected, and then we went straight, and now we're going back to Kuf Pei Daled through Kuf Pei Tes. There are a number of dinim in this area that are not particularly relevant lahalacha. So we won't spend that much time on them in terms of Rav Nachman's Tashmish, in terms of some of the Vestal's issues. But if things go well, I hope to finish this Hilchos Nida cycle. Right now, it's not yet Tu Bishvat, right? And then this year there are two Adars, correct? So I hope that we'll have time, maybe a little bit before Purim even. I'd like to spend a few weeks on Hilchos Mikvaos, even though it's not part of the Smicha curriculum. But A, I like teaching stuff that I've never taught before. B, I think it's important. And you are likely to get some shailas. And if we can do a better job than just what's done in fourth year Halacha Lamaisa, I think we'll all be better off for that. Okay. Let's begin. Siman Kuf Pei Daled Seif Aleph. Mechaber writes, Rov Nashim Yesh Lahen Vestos. Right? Most women have a set time for their periods. Is this true? Family Feud. All right. Top 10 answers on the board. Survey says, eh. Right? Bisman has a Rav Nashim do not have a Veses Kavua. Rav Nashim, right, don't have a Veses. That's the basic halacha. Do Rav Nashim have Veses She'eino Kavua? Absolutely. Veses She'eino Kavua, unlike Veses Kavua means that you've established a pattern. Veses She'eino Kavua means that you saw Adam, and Chazal are nervous that because I saw Adam, excuse me, that because I saw Adam, I might see Adam again. That's what's called a Veses She'eino Kavua. So yeah, everyone has a Veses She'eino Kavua. That's not a big deal. But Rav Nashim do not have a Veses Kavua. L'may nafkamina if Rav Nashim have a Veses Kavua or not. So the Baalei HaShulchan argues that sometimes you have a woman who's not sure she has a Veses Kavua. Right? Today they have like all of these computer programs that can punch in, right? You can figure out whether you have a Veses or you don't have a Veses. But if you have a woman who's not sure if she has a Veses, so the din is that if Rav Noshim, like Bizman Hashas, had a Veses Kavua, so we'll treat her like she has a Veses Kavua. However, since Bizman Hazeh, Rav Noshim do not have a Veses Kavua, so therefore we will treat her like she does not have a Veses Kavua. Lamai nafkamina, if she has a Veses Kavua or does not. So Shulchan Aruch over here alludes to the idea, but doesn't speak it out as completely as Shulchan Aruch speaks it out in Simin Kuf Pei Vav. In Kuf Pei Vav, there's a discussion of Bedikos Kodem Tashmish and Bedikos La'achar Tashmish. Right? Does a woman have to check herself before sex or after sex? And there is a difference between a woman who has a Veses Kavua and a woman who does not have a Veses Kavua. If a woman does not have a Veses Kavua, so there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. The Tana Reb Meir felt that such a woman is Asura to her husband. Since she does not have a Veses Kavua, there's a concern that she might have sex and see Dam all the time. Whenever she has sex, she might see Dam. And therefore, she's Asura and the husband. That's the Tana of Reb Meir. We don't follow that opinion. We follow the opinion, it says in Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Beis, that I shouldn't say we follow, Shulchan Aruch writes, now, if a woman does not have a Veses Kavua, so then the concern is she a Rei Adam Machmas Tashmish or not? So she checks herself three times. She establishes that she is not Rei Adam Machmas Tashmish. That's really the concern, and we're good. A woman who has a Veses Kavua, so in Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Aleph, so the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that she should not do any bedikas at all. If you do bedikas, there's a concern that the husband is going to get nervous and he might be poirish from her. If she does a bedika before Tashmish, I understand she's checking herself. So the husband's like, hey, dude, what's going on? Like, maybe you had a hargasha. Maybe you're a nida. I'm worried. So the husband's going to be pirish. If she does a bedika after Tashmish, so the husband's going to say, hey, one second. Why is it that she did a bedika after Tashmish? Maybe the pshat is during Tashmish Hamita, she had a hargasha. And maybe I violated the din of being bayal on nida. And the husband will be hesitant to have sex with his wife in the future. So therefore, the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that a woman has a veses kavua, she should not do any bedikas. Shelo yehei libo nokfo. That's the first opinion in Kuf Pei Vav Sif Aleph. The opinion of the Rambam is that you have to do a bedika after Tashmish, but before Tashmish, you do not do a bedika, but the tsenuos the tsenuos do a bedika before Tashmish. That's the Rambam Shita. So again, first opinion of the Mechaber is that a woman who has a veses, and since we're assuming that Roiv Nashim have vestos, so an ordinary woman at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, we treat it like she has a veses. So opinion number one says don't do any bedikas. Opinion number two says do a bedika after Tashmish. If you do a bedika before Tashmish, you're a tsunua. That's okay. The Ramah writes there in Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Aleph that the Svara Rishona is Iker. V'chein Ahagu. Meaning the Ramah says don't do any bedikas when you have a Veses Kavua. This is the opinion of the Ramah here in Kuf Pei Dalet Se'if Aleph also. The Ramah writes in Kuf Pei Dalet Se'if Aleph, Ein lo lahachmir livdok atzma, lo lifnei tashmish, lo laachar tashmish, shelo yehi libo nokvo uporesh. Don't do a bedika. Isha sheyesh lo veses, don't do bedikas kodem tashmish, don't do bedikas after tashmish. That's what the Rambam says. The Mechaber, however, writes that a woman who has a veses kavua, right, the Mechaber is meduyak that you have to do a bedika after Tashmish. Eina tzricha bedika kaidim Tashmish means you don't have to do the bedika kaidim Tashmish. If you want to, you can. That's the sheet of the Rambam in Kuf Pei Vav. That's the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch. That's the opinion that says that tsenuos do bedikas koidem. Tsenuos do bedikas koidem tashmish. Meaning, and the Torah Hashlamim speaks this out by us, there are two points of dispute between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Koidem tashmish, the Mechaber holds if you want to do a bedika, kolakavod. Ramah is going to say, don't do it. Achar Tashmish, Mechaber holds you have to do it. The Ramah says, don't do it. Right? That's a Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, both before Tashmish and afterwards. The, yeah.
It's
an
interesting case because
in Kuf Pei Dal,
the Stam is like the Rambam, and
in Kuf Pei Vav, the Stam is like the Rambam. In Kuf Pei Vav, the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, the Stam is not like the Rambam. Zok the Torah Hashlomim in the name of his son, the Hagola ben HaMechaber, he says that this is a proof that the Mechaber's position is usually like the second opinion. Right? We discussed in the Hilcha Shabbos here not so long ago, right? About Bishol Achar Afia, right? So what exactly, if the Mechaber quotes two opinions, what's the Mechaber's real opinion? So Chacham Ovadia Yosef is into all of these rules. So one of Chacham Ovadia's rules is, some say that the Ikar opinion is the second opinion in the Mechaber. That's what's going on. second opinion is the Ikar. Others assume that the first opinion is the Ikar, but the second opinion is the Ikar if the first opinion is Belashan Yochid and the second opinion is Belashan Rabbim. Something like this. Over here, you don't get any distinction between Yochid and Rambam. It just says that Rambam versus first opinion. Ken Zayin that the Mechaber holds, again, we see from Kuf Pei Dalet that Mechaber holds like the second opinion over there. There's another way of looking at this, which is that the Mechaber might hold that Ikar Hadin is the first opinion, but the Minhag is like the second opinion. And that, again, if you read in the Teres HaShlomim and the notes in the Bama Teres HaShlomim, that's what he has. Okay, so this is the Din. Now, it says also in the Mechaber, Shelo B'Shas Tashmish, Kol Hamar B'Livdo Kareza Mishu Bachas. This is not true. We assume that Shaloi B'Shas Tashmish, Shaloi Rabbi Willig says it, Shaloi B'Shas Tashmish, or always, right, the second parak of Nidah, Kol Hayad Hamar B'Livdaik, you should not do it. It is bad to do more bedikas. Women tend to scratch themselves. The more bedikas you do, the more likely you are to cause problems. Don't do it. Right? That is halacha l'maisa. A few points here. The Taz. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch again that an isha sheyesh lo veses ba'aleh hashelo b'shas vesto. A woman who has a veses, so she does not do a bedika before Tashmish. According to the Mechaber, if she wants, she can. According to Ramah, she shouldn't. But he could be ba'aleh hashelo b'shas vesto. The Tur has a lashon that ba'aleha kemoshe yirtzeh. He could be ba' on her as he wants. He could do what he wants. So the Taz has a job, right? We pointed this out. The Taz is called Turei Zohov. So one of his jobs is to explain the Tur. Right? So the Tur says ba'aleha kemoshe yirtzeh. Zok the Taz, what that means is that you could have a beer with your wife when she's sleeping. Isha sheyesh lo veses, you don't know if she got her period or not. No need to do a bedika kodem tashmish at all. You come home at night, have sex, even though she's sleeping. So Taz says, no, that can't be what it means, because it's usher to have sex with a woman when she's sleeping. Now, there is no such gemara in Shas that says that it's usher to have sex when the woman is sleeping. Kein mol nisht. Doesn't say anywhere in Shas that it's also. So what's the pshat in the Taz? So the pshat in the Taz is azoy. The Gemara in the Darim Daf Chof talks about b'nei tish'as hamidos. Ubarosi mikem hamardim ad poshimbi elo b'nei tish'as hamidos, right? B'nei gerushas halev, etc. B'nei anusa is one of them. B'nei anusa means that you're not allowed to rape your wife. Marital rape, osur. The thing. Some understand that b'nei anusa means when you have sex and she did not say it's okay. If she's sleeping, zaktataz, you can't have sex with her. There's a thing today on university campuses, probably not on our campus in Yeshiva University, but there's a whole discussion about consent. No? Do you need affirmative consent or not? Do you have to say yes? Or is it that you assume, right? Is it that yes means yes, right? Or is it just that no means no, right? That's the nusach that they use in standard universities. I think the Taz is an opinion in terms of if you want to develop a halachic sexual ethic. The Taz is stressing an opinion that you need affirmative consent. Or at least that you can't have sex when your wife is sleeping, because she can't really say no in that case. It has to be that you have some sort of consent, right? Whether it means affirmative consent or not, I think is an open question within the Taz. But you zicher need consent. Yes, sir.
It's just a little strange, but the Taz says that she's sleepy enough that if you ask her to go to the mikvah or not, she can't respond to that. But she's awake enough to agree to be with her. And this seems like very strange.
I think the idea is that it's like the thing, she's not really awake.
She's awake enough that she can agree to...
She's awake enough that, like, she'll make herself available. Like, she'll turn towards him, something like that. Yeah. It's a funny way the Taz says it, Enochanami, but I do think that it's... The only reason I bring this up is because of the relevance of the general issue of consent. Now, of course, the Mechaber does not quote this Lashon of Ba'aleha Kemosha Yirtze. The Mechaber just says Ba'ala Ba'aleha. He doesn't say Kemosha Yirtze, which means that the Taz's whole deal of whether she's awake or asleep does not work within the Mechaber. Why does it not work within the Mechaber? Why does the Mechaber not say Kemosha Yirtze? So I would argue, again, the Torah's Hashlamim in Sifkat and Aleph does not say like this. But I would argue that the Pshat in the Mechaber might be that you need more consent than the Pshat in the Torah. Remember, the Taz is being Medayek Kemosha Yirtze, that means whether she's awake or she's sleeping. And the Mechaber does not say that. Meaning, according to the Mechaber, of course, if she's sleeping, you can't have sex. Right? The Taz has this whole fancy way of understanding that sleeping means a little bit sleeping, like you pointed out in the Taz. I would argue, not sure, but I would argue that perhaps the Mechaber has a higher degree of consent that's necessary. Okay, Adkan, this is point one. So there's ordinarily a halacha that's supposed to be mefayaser. Obviously, one of the interesting things about these dinim, these are the dinim, let's say, in Orechayim Simin Reish Mem, in Yoredeyo Simin, where is it, Chof Gimel, there are dinim called Hilchos Tznius. Unlike other areas of halacha, where halacha means do this, and if you don't do this, you're a bad Jew. In Hilchos Tznius, a lot of what appears in Arachayim Simen Reish Mem are Chazal's preferred method. But that doesn't mean that you're a bad Jew if you do not do these things. Again, when I teach Chasanim, I spend a lot of time on these issues. I'm not going to spend the time now. But if you want to know where my opinions come from, there was a Jew who was nifter around a year and a half ago. He was one of the Rabbanim in Alon Shvut, Rav El Yashiv Noll, K-N-O-L-L, in English. The book is actually translated in English, but I don't remember what it's called. In Ivrit, it's Kuf Nun Vav Lamed, Rav El Yashiv Knoll. And I believe his sefer in Ivrit is called the Ishvi Isha. He is actually an excellent sefer, and it's full of makoros in the back. I think he develops these inyanim of Hilchos Tznius very, very appropriately. That's the way I usually teach these dinim when I teach chasanim. Okay, let's go weiter. The Mechaber writes, Roiv Noshim have a veses, meaning that they see dam at a set time. For example, every 20 days, that's what we call a haflog of 20 days, interval, may esrim le esrim, an interval of 20, o mishloshim le shloshim, or an interval of 30 days. And then we said, an isher sheyesh lo veses, right, doesn't really need to do bedikas beforehand. Zak de shach in ice bays. The shach writes that the din of mishloshim le shloshim is a halacha of stam. Vesas is shloshim yom. That's halacha of on the beninus. The average interval is 30 days. We'll discuss that later on. The hainu im lo kav avesas, as mistam avesta kol shloshim, ubetoch shloshim mikre shelo b'shas vesto. Meaning, the Shach says that the stam woman has an interval of 30 days, which I think is still true. And therefore, the simple reading of the Shach is, toch shloshim is considered shaloi b'shas vesto. And toch shloshim is considered shaloi b'shas vesto. So then, what's it called? Right? Again, toch shloshim. Excuse me, the Shach writes, if a woman does not have a vesas, so then mistoma the vesas is shloshim yom. So a woman doesn't have a vesas, it's ki'ilu she has a vesas of 30 days. And the din of an isha she yesh la vesas is that you don't need bedikas kaidim tashmish. Now, this Shach forces us to pull out whatever hair we have left. Because if the Shach is saying that a woman who does not have a vesas, so will say that her vesas is presumably 30 days, and therefore you can be ba'aleha within 30 days without a bedika, that basically means that you just completely undermined this halacha of ein la vesas. Remember, let's go back. Kuf pei vav, and it's alluded to in kuf pei dalad. Isha sheyesh la vesas does not need bedikas. According to Rama, don't do bedikas. Isha she'ein la vesas, so it says that you should do bedikas the first three times. There's a requirement of bedikas, at least. The Shach seems to be saying that a woman who doesn't have a vesas, we assume that 30 days is her vesas, right? If that's the case, if 30 days is her vesas, that means that within 30 days, you can have sex without bedikas beforehand. That means that l'cha'ora, there is no such thing as an isha she'ein la vesas at all. Because an isha she'ein la vesas really has a vesas of 30 days. So there's no such thing as an isha she'ein la vesas. Right? So the Shach and Se'if Katin Beis is very, very, very difficult. And Zap the Gilyan Maharsha, that all the Paiskim in Simen Kuf Pei Vav seem against this Shach. Zok the Sidre Tahara Se'if Katan Aleph, and the Chabastah Se'if Katan Aleph. The Shach is very difficult, but they have an attempted Yishuv for the Shach. The Sidre Tahara writes that there's two types of a woman who doesn't have a Vesas. There could be a woman who has been seeing Dam for a very long time. She got her first period, she's age 12. Now she's age 30. She's been getting periods for a very long time. That woman who doesn't have a vesas, that's the case in Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to have bia unless she does some sort of bidikas beforehand. But there's also a different type of a woman who doesn't have a vesas. And that's a woman who just started getting her period. She hasn't had enough periods to even potentially establish a pattern. She just began to see them. In that case, that's when the Shach assumes that this woman, Toichla Megyoim, it's like she is Yeshla Vesas. That's what the Shach is saying according to the Sidre Tahara. The Chabas Das says the same thing, that the Pshat in the Shach is that the woman has not yet had enough periods to establish any sort of pattern. It's not shaykh, as opposed to a woman who's had many periods in life. But the Chavis Das adds a nekuda. He writes, the din is also true Be'isha sheyesh lo vesas, ve'ovra vesta ve'lo ra'asa. Meaning, let's say you have a woman who has a vesas. She sees dam every 29th day of the month. She gets her period mamish clockwork every 29th day of the month. The 29th day of the month comes, she doesn't get her period. So what happens afterwards? Is she like an Isha she'ain la veses at this point? Because, hey, she had a veses, but that veses is over a bottle. So she's like an Isha she'ain la veses. And then you have to do bedikas kaidim tashmish. Or do I assume that after her veses has come and gone, so she has a new veses of 30 days? Because stam women have a cycle that they see dam every 30 days. So zok the chavestas, that this is the pshat in the shach. When the shach says that a woman who doesn't have a veses, day 30 is her veses, that means she doesn't have a veses because she had a veses, but that veses has come and gone. Then day 30 is her veses. Therefore, she doesn't need bedikas in those days after her veses, before 30 days afterwards. That's actually a very creative reading of the shach, right? Some of you are smiling. You're like, hey, you know, you like creative. Like, creative is, depending on the Rebbe, some Rebbeim think that creative is an insult. Like, oh, that's really creative. That means like you're really stupid, right? Well, alternatively, a creative could be a compliment. Huh, that's a good part. That's a creative shach. No? There are different ways of saying it. I'm using the word creative in the laudatory sense. Let's just talk about one other ha'ara. Ba'dei ha'shulchan se'if katin zayin quotes from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch that this din that you're not supposed to do bedikos lifnei tashmish because doma yehi libo nokvo, maybe the husband is gonna be nervous. That din, zok the Alter Rebbe, is true only if the husband didn't ask her to do a bedika. But if the husband asks her to do a bedika, so then gevaldik, do a bedika. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. The husband asked. That's what the Alter Rebbe writes. What's interesting about this pshat is if this is correct, it could be miyashev a bit, or it could come to explain what seems to be a machlekes harishonim, but argue that it's not really a machlekes harishonim. The Beis Yosef over here quotes from Tosfos. Then isha sheyesh lo veses, so you don't do a bedika before tashmish. The Hagos Maimoni, however, writes that in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, that when we say you should not do a bedika, that means don't do a bedika achar tashmish. But isha sheyesh lo veses dafka should do a bedika before tashmish. So again, so Tosfos writes, don't do a bedika before tashmish. A bedika before tashmish is much worse because that's a concern of yehi libo nokvo. The Hagos Maimoni writes that when we say don't do a bedika, that means don't do a bedika after tashmish. But you should do a bedika kodem tashmish. So like the Beis Yosef says, like Hagos Maimoni doesn't make sense. It's against Tosfos. It doesn't make any sense. If you read the Hagos Maimoni inside, his lashon is kodem tashmish is a mitzvah. Why is there a mitzvah? The mitzvah is because the husband asked her to do it. He quotes at the Kresio Plesi in the Hagos Ha'aros in the bottom of the Razzle Dazzle Tours. He quotes Hagos Ha'aros says that the pshat in the Hagos Maimoni is if you ask her to do a bedika, then it's the right thing to do. So that's already, pardon me. So this svar of the Alter Rebbe could come and be miyashim. There's no machlokas between the Tosfos and the Hagos Maimoni. Tosfos says, don't do a bedika kodem tashmish. Enochanami, don't do a bedika kodem tashmish. But if he asks her to do a bedika kodem tashmish, then for sure she should. These are some of the ha'aros I have on Se'if Aleph. Se'if Beis is really where the meat begins. Se'if Beis. There is a din called Prisha Kodem Havesas. Shavuos daf yud ches. V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam v'lo yamusu mitumasam asher ani, right? Mitzava osam, something like that. Lahoros, right? Shavuos yud ches. Learned v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam mikan azhar l'bnei Yisrael sheyifreshu min sheihon samach b'vestan. That there's an azhara that you're supposed to be pyresh samach l'vesas. That's the din. That's really what Kuf Pei Dalet is about. Separate from your wife. The time that she's anticipating her period, you should separate. Now, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? The pashtus is that we're learning from a pasuk in Shavuos daf yud ches, v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, pasuk at the end of Parsha Shmini. That would sound like it's a din d'oraisa. On the other hand, I have a problem. There's a machlokas in the Gemara and Daf Tes Zayin. Are vestos d'oraisa or vestos d'rabbanan? Meaning, a woman who has a period, she has a set cycle. If that cycle has come and gone, do I assume that she is Tameya? If you hold vestos d'oraisa, so because she has a cycle, she is presumed Tameya. But if you hold vestos d'rabbanan, that means that we don't presume that she is Tameya if it came and went. If you hold vestos d'oraisa, it could be that even the bedika afterwards won't help. We assume that she had her period. She didn't see it. Big whoop, you missed it. If you hold vestos d'rabbanan, the bedika afterwards helps. La halacha, we paskin vestos d'rabbanan. That means a woman who has a period and didn't do a bedika on the day of the period, she is assumed to be okay if she did a bedika afterwards. That's how we paskin. We paskin vestos d'rabbanan. So now comes the head scratcher. One second. If vestos are d'rabbanan, how could it be that the din of separating from your wife before her vesas, how could that be a din d'oraisa? The entire musag of vestos, right? We paskin vestos d'rabbanan. The musag of vestos is a din d'rabbanan. So hayitachein that the prisha is a din d'oraisa, can it sein? That's the kasha that everyone asks. This kasha leads the shach in os hey to tell me sarech lifrosh haynu midrabanan kein haskomas rov haposkim. The shach writes that the din of prisha is a din drabanan. In Shulchan Aruch Seif Daled, there's a discussion about a woman who sees dam right around the time of Hanetzach Chama in general. Usually in halacha, the daytime begins at Alos HaShachar, for Dinim Daivaisa. For some reason, the Chavastas points out that we assume that a woman's cycle is connected to Hanetzach Chama and Shkia, rather than Alos HaShachar and Seis. Mamish Pashteich Nish, I have no idea, like, why, if, no idea, but that's what it says. Okay, grand. Sif Dalet, a woman who sees dam around Hanetzach Chama. Not sure if it's before or after. Not sure if it's a daytime flow or a nighttime flow. Right? Hanetzach Chama. Beforehand is night, after is day. Not sure which one it is. Shulchan Aruch writes, you pick the later time, you pick the daytime. Why? Zok d'shach. Because vestos d'rabbanan. So safek d'rabbanan, lahakel. The Shach and Os Yud Gimel, right? Vestos d'rabbanan. You're not sure if she had her vesas. Well, you have a suffix d'rabbanan on the earlier time. By the later time, you know for sure she got her period, right? You're not sure did the period start earlier or not. So we'll assume that vestos d'rabbanan, and therefore you're going to be asura only from the later time. That's why the Shach writes in Seif Katin Yud Gimel. Now, That means that la halacha, the shach paskins, vestos is rabbanon, prisha is rabbanon, everything is rabbanon. The Beis Yosef says this, the shach says this. Just as a tiny bit of an aside, the chavis das is bothered with the kasha on the shach. Again, the shach says that because it's the din of prisha is a suffik derabbanan, so therefore suffik derabbanan lahakel, and we assume it's the later time. Right? That's the shach. Frick the chavis das, I don't understand. We pask in lahalacha that suffik derabbanan lahakel does not apply if you know for sure that there is an iser. If it's a schazik yisura, you don't say suffik derabbanan lahakel. Mashalom ahadavar dome. Am I allowed to do malacha bein hashmashais? Malacha d'oraisa? No, of course not. What about malacha d'rabbanan? Can I do a d'rabbanan during bein hashmashas? So there's a certain dinam of a shfus, bein hashmashas. What about Motzei Shabbos? Right? Motzei Shabbos, can I do a shfus? So many of the places can say that we don't say suffik to Rabbanan Lahakel because there's Ischazik Yisura. The Chavis Das and those above says, since you know for sure that there's an Isser, you can't say suffik to Rabbanan Lahakel. So here also, I know for sure there's an Isser. So I should not be able to say suffik to Rabbanan Lahakel. I know for sure she had her period. I don't know whether it's daytime or the nighttime beforehand. So I can't say suffik to Rabbanan Lahakel. That's the Chavis Das's kasha. I'm not sure if you're all with me, so maybe we'll discuss this in greater detail when we learn Sif Dalet. But if you look in the Hagosa, the Imre Baruch, on that Chavis Das, he has a potential yishuv for it. But let's go back to what we're up to in Judaism. The Pashtus is that Prisha Zedin Dairaisa, Vihizartem et Bnei Yisrael Mitumotem. How could that be? Either there's a din of vestais, and we pass in vestais is drop on them. That's the kash. So, it's interesting that Rashi writes on Daf Tes Zayin. Rashi writes that the machlokas, whether vestais are dairais or drop on them, is whether there's a halacha l'moshe misinai or there's no halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi does not say that the opinion that Festus is derived is from Vihizartim is B'nai Yisrael. The Gemara in Shavuos that speaks about Vihizartim is B'nai Yisrael, according to Rashi, does not generate it in Doraisa. If it's Doraisa, it's because it's a Halach L'Meshem Yisinai of Vestos. Halach L'Meshem Yisinai, that a woman is presumed to have gotten her period when it's scheduled. Now, of course, this raises a question that, according to Rashi, that means that there's a machloikas, is vestis deraisa or not deraisa? And that machloikas is whether there's a halacha l'moshe misinai, there's no halacha l'moshe misinai. But, dude, we know that there is not supposed to be a machloikas by halacha l'moshe misinai. The Rambam tells me in Hilchos Mamrim, and it's like a fundamental yesod. We believe that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us is absolutely accurate. What we have today is the same Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us in Har Sinai. No, this is like a fundamental of faith. Ikar ha'emunah. Okay, 1 second. That means that if something's a halacha l'moshe misinai, it's got to be absolute. There can't be a machlokas about it. If you have a machlokas about it, then you're having a machlokas about the fundamental yesod of Judaism, which is that our Torah is an accurate Torah that came down from Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is already highly problematic. This is not the only time that we have such a machlokes. It's not the only time in Shas you have a machlokes in the halacha l'moshe misinai. The Maritz Chiyos over here on Daf Tes Zayin raises the kasha. Isn't this Rashi against Judaism? Because Rashi says this is machlokas on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. In the Maariv Tzvi'is has one answer. There's a very long tshuva in the Chavos Ya'ir. He asks basically like 150 questions on this yesod, and it's not supposed to be a machlokas on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Oh. So that's just chazer.
Is it possible the Rashi disagrees with the
Rambam? No. No one can disagree. This idea that there can't be a machlokas in halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, if you assume that there's a machlokas in halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that means that you are questioning the entire Mesorah of Torah. You can't do that. In other words, I'm happy to say there's a machlokas Rashi in the Rambam in general. But over here, the Rambam is giving us mamish, why is there no machlokas in halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Why can't it exist? Because the line of transmission has to be unquestioned.
Don't we say back there, Shadon, that this Tana wasn't Tavol, this Tana wasn't Mekabel?
No. I mean, yes, but the idea over there is like the Balei HaTosfos speak on a number of places. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that there's one of two ways of saying it. Either Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that I should learn the Gezeirah Shavah Tesvav, Tesvav. But I don't know which words, Tesvav, to apply that Gezeirah Shavah to. That's one approach. So I can have a machlokes. The machlokes is not about the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is that there's Tesvav, Tesvav. There's a machlokes, which words, Tesvav, I use. That's one approach. The other approach is that there's a misbar Gezeirah Shavahs. There's 174 Gezeirah Shavahs. We have a tradition, 174. The Tanayim all have to count 174. But there's no machlokas on the fundamental level. But a machlokas on the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim can't exist. That would call into question the entire everything that I know about Judaism. So I don't think it's trying to say that Rashi argues. So let's take a step back. How could it be that Prisha Samach Veses is Dori Raisa, like the Pashtus in the Gemara, but the Veses itself is Derabbanan? So the Piskei Tshuva over here in Se'if Katan Gimel has tremendous yesodos. Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Nodav Yehuda. The Nodav Yehuda has a line of Shema Meis Lo Chayshinon, Shema Yomos Chayshinon. Meaning, in past tense, we assume that Vesta is a Drabbanon. If it has come and gone, so then we do not assume that she is Tumeya. Vestais derabbanan. Shema meis lo cheshinon. But Shema yamos cheshinon. Meaning, what's Shema yamos? Will she get the period in the future? Will you die in the future? Shema yamos cheshinon. The Noidib Yehuda basically has a yesod that we have conflicting chazakas. On the one hand, you have a chazak of orach bizman oba. On the other hand, you have a chesgas tahara. So you have these conflicting chazakas. So that's why we assume Vesta sedrabanan. But Prisha samach levesta, you can't say, oh, she has a chesgas tahara, because the fact that she was tahara yesterday doesn't matter anything for the future. The Cheskas Tahara from yesterday doesn't mean she's not going to become Tameya now. So what the Noi Yehuda is saying is that Prisha Samach Vesta is Doiraisa, but the Veses itself is Drabonan. In the Chidushei Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, that's what we call Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim has an essay in Perek Dalet of Yisurei Bia, where he points out that it's not really shayach that Vestais are Derabbanan. Because, you know, the Rambam tells me, this goes back to like the very beginning of Judaism, Simen Kuf Pei Gemel. The Rambam tells me that when a woman gets her first period in life, she marks up her calendar, 7, 11, 7, 11, right? And that's the way she marks up her calendar forever, unless she has a vesses, in which case, if she has a vesses, so we follow her vessels. That's what the Rambam writes. That means I'm following her vesses on the level of da'iraisa to make a cheshbin, is she a nida or a zava? Right, there are differences between nida and zava, right? Whether you bring a carbon, you don't bring a carbon, etc. Differences on the level of da'iraisa. Zuck the Rambam, that a vesses has effect on the level of da'iraisa. Well, 1 second. How does that work for Kvip Chaim? Don't I know that Vestos is Rabbanan? So Reb Chaim has a yesod in the Sefer. Reb Chaim in the Sefer writes that Vestos is Doiraisa in the sense of Reb Chaim compares it to Stam Shvarim. An ox has, there could be an ox that's a muad, or an ox that's a tam. An ox that's a muad, what happens? Is it din that I have to make sure the ox doesn't gore? If the ox gores, it falls into a pattern of goring. No? That's what a shar hamuad means. Zot Reb Chaim. The same idea is true by Vestais. Once you have your period, we'll say, oh, it falls into the pattern. The pattern that what? Oh, that now we know that you have a Vestais and that impacts on Nida versus Zava. But just like a Shor HaMuad, that I have to be Shomer, the Shor, to make sure it doesn't gore, so also, what I have to do is I have to anticipate that she'll get her period. The din of prisha is a din d'oraisa. When I say that the veses is a din d'rabbanan, that means the tuma of a veses is a din d'rabbanan. If the period has come and gone, I don't assume that she's tumeya. But if it comes and it comes, so then it fell into a pattern, and I know that that veses makes me a nida, not a zava, or a zava, not a nida. Meaning, it's a little different than the Nadi Yehuda. The Nadi Yehuda is saying simply, Shema Mesos is Shema Lo, versus Shema Yomos. Reb Chaim is saying, Shema Mes, we also have some halachic credibility. After the veses comes, it will impact on dinim d'oraisa of nida versus zava. So you can't say shema meis lo chai shinan. But after the period comes, I'll say, oh, it fell into a pattern. And therefore, right, nida zava, muad tam, it falls into a pattern. But if it did not come, I will not say that the pattern creates tumah. Reb Chaim is a little more complicated, like all Reb Chaim's. It's a little more complicated than the Noid Bihuda. Again, Noid Bihuda is a simple distinction between past and future. Reb Chaim is saying that Vestos also have impact on the past, but the Vestos only has impact on the past when it fell into place. But if it didn't fall into place, so then I don't assume that it had to have happened and you just missed it. The Veses does not impact on the level of Tumah. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I want to do more on this topic. Again, what we're trying to figure out is Hayitachin, that Vestos is Derabbanan, but the Din of Prisha is the Din of Oraisa. That's the great mystery, right? We're going to have four Shitos. four shitos. So far we've had two. Shach and Beis Yosef say it's all drabanan. No one, the Hizartem and the Gemara is a smachta. Then there are those who say, yeah, the Hizartem is Doraisa. But Vestos is drabanan. How that works, we can figure out. That's the Nodi Yehuda, the Pistei Tshuva quotes in Sifkatin Gimel. And the Reb Chaim has a more elaborate version of this. And then we'll have two other approaches. The Badei HaShulchan, the Be'urim over here, has two other approaches. There's also a Chavastas at the end of Kuf Pei Gimel that talks about these issues. I want to discuss this briefly. A, it's cool. B, it's lumdis. C, one of the advantages of being a Rebbe is I get to talk about whatever I want to say. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.